This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The PBS television series Nature is celebrating its 35th year. The first episode in this year's season airs tonight at 7 o'clock on New Mexico PBS KNME. It explores birds that can fly backwards, upside down, and float in midair. Yes, we're talking about hummingbirds, and in tonight's case, super hummingbirds. Joining me is one of the scientists featured on tonight's show, Christopher Witt, associate professor and curator of birds at the Department of Biology and Museum of Southwestern Biology at the University of New Mexico. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here.
So, hummingbirds, I would think that these little guys would be hard to study because of their speed and their size, but you say otherwise. Why is that?
They will take to captivity almost instantly.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know how easily they find your hummingbird feeder in your backyard? That's kind of one example of their great flexibility. It's pretty amazing. Not many wild birds are that easy to domesticate instantly.
I've seen some videos online of people who have, I mean, I'm not saying they have a hummingbird as a pet, but one must have come in from the wild and it like hangs out in the person's house. Is this sort of the same type of thing?
Yeah, they're amazingly adaptable. They just need sugar water and they need it all the time in order to survive.
If they don't find it within a few hours, they're dead?
Well, that's true for the tropical hummingbirds that we study. They live in the high mountains of Peru, where there are over 80 species of hummingbirds, and that's why we go there to study them.
And your research there in Peru is featured on tonight's episode?
Exactly.
What? Tell me about that research.
We've been doing this for about 10 years in Peru, studying hummingbirds and other birds in the high Andes, trying to figure out how they're adapted to elevation. One of the things that you'll notice if you go there looking at birds is that if you go upslope or downslope a little bit, the entire community of birds turns over. So they've adapted, they've specialized on the Andean environment, the flowers that occur there, but specifically they've specialized on a particular zone of elevation that might be, say, 3,000 or 4,000 feet in amplitude from bottom to top, but they don't go above that and they don't go below that. And it turns out we've been able to figure out that specialization has a biochemical basis that's written in the genes of the birds. And we think it's because they're so in touch with the air pressure around them. And you'll see footage in the documentary tonight of these hummingbirds that are in the wind and the rain, and they're feeding on flowers that are swaying back and forth. And you'll notice that they're able to keep their head and bill incredibly still, even while their body is swaying with motion. And some of the high-speed cameras that they use to film these things are really going to emphasize that on tonight's documentary.
What's your day like here at UNM? I mean, are you surrounded by birds all day long? Is that how this works?
I wish it were that way. It turns out when you become an associate professor, you get a lot of committees and things that get in the way of studying birds. My day is spent advising students and meeting with students, and then they get to have most of the fun in terms of actually interacting with birds.
And it's cool for people to put up hummingbird feeders. I mean, it's good for them and all.
It's incredible fun, isn't it?
It is.
So we run hummingbird feeders all year round, and people in Albuquerque might want to try that. But go on and watch PBS Nature tonight at 7 o'clock. They're tropical hummingbirds from the Caribbean, Central America, South America, the Andes. You have to see it.
I'm sold, Chris. I'll be watching.
Thank you so much.
That's Christopher Witt, associate professor and curator of birds at the Department of Biology and Museum of Southwestern Biology at the University of New Mexico. He's one of the scientists featured on tonight's 35th anniversary episode of Nature called Super Hummingbirds. You can watch it tonight at 7 on New Mexico PBS KNME. I'm Chris Boros. This is KUNM.